And we now have with us U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. And I know, of course, continuing to hear a lot about the health bill, a lot of confusion, a lot of questions. And I guess, Pat, if you don't mind sharing with us kind of where it stands at this point.
Well, we have a brand new version of the bill that came out of the Republican caucus. We are trying to follow through on a promise to the American people. We know that Obamacare is failing. Kansas has certainly not been excluded from that statement. In our state, why premiums have doubled since 2013. 60,000 Kansans have paid $13 million in tax penalties. Insurers have left. That's the biggest problem. The Blue Cross of Kansas City departure, that was two counties up there. That's 40,000 people. I'm not sure whether they have a coverage option on the exchange. So that's a problem. And then for the rest of the state, we had Blue Cross in our office, and they said it's like being on a teeter-totter. We have to move. At any rate, there's no option to not move. We listened to the feedback of the original House bill, both good and bad. A lot of criticism. We heard the tax credits were not generous enough and not based on income. The bill that we just put out, our tax credit includes an income adjustment. It expands access to the credit to lower income folks. And the latest version of the bill provides more funding for low income individuals to purchase health care. We heard that the non-expansion states were penalized. Let me emphasize that that is not a federal issue. The state of Kansas did not choose to join the Medicaid expansion states. Our Kansas Medicaid providers did receive about $470 million more than current law. We were able to do that. And now with the new provisions, they would directly benefit over 60 hospitals in the state that service a high number of Medicaid folks and the uninsured. And then under the new version, that number is now over $600 million. So we are making progress to make sure nobody falls between the cracks. As a safety net provider, really. We heard Medicaid was slashed and the reforms were too restrictive. Under all versions of the bill, Medicaid spending continues to increase every year. These reforms are not a cut. We are trying to slow the growth, but they are not a cut. We are increasing funding every year. We heard something called the base year that the Department of Health and Human Services and all the rest of the folks that try to run health care was too restrictive, and that the per capita caps model was not a workable solution. That makes sense to everybody involved in health care. Senate bill now provides additional flexibility for states like Kansas, who have already basically enacted the kind of reforms to their Medicaid program that they hope other states will do. So we will have a better base here. So with the Medicaid reforms, we're trying to redirect the program back to its original purpose. It was to care for our most vulnerable population. And we've heard numerous concerns from the disability community that state optional service would be cut. I work very hard as a member of the Finance Committee and the Health Committee to include a new $8 billion pilot program, that's billion with a B, to enhance and support these home and community-based services. They're terribly important in Kansas. So the insured priority was given to states with the lowest population, like Kansas. And we have an opiate program. Kansas doesn't suffer the highest opiate percentages. And so if any money came, that would go to substance abuse as well, so it would cover more folks that need help. There, that's about it. I'm out of breath. I don't know.
I can imagine.
And you are listening.
And I think you probably addressed most of this, but, you know, maybe some of the bigger misconceptions or clarifications. I think you've gone through most of those, but just some of what you're hearing from constituents.
Well, it's been, I call it the politics of disruption, not real meaningful dialogue. Maybe that's too harsh on my part, but these folks that are at all these demonstrations, they're not really interested in meaningful dialogue and or what you call a normal back and forth conversation that you used to have in all these town hall meetings. They want single payer. Single payer is nationalized health care. I don't think Kansans want that. I understand that that's what they want, but I can't support that. I don't think the Kansas delegation will either. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is the some of the healthcare providers, more especially the Kansas Hospital Association and others, really pointed out some of the defects of the first bill. I think we've improved a lot. It isn't where they want to be, but we have improved it, and we're still working on it. We hope to go to the bill, and that means we hope to consider it in the Senate as of next week, and it's open to all amendments. So we're going to have quite a few amendments that we think would help the rural health care delivery system. I'm the chairman of that caucus in the Senate. So I think we stand to make more progress, and we are working overtime on this.
It's interesting because, as you say, I know that kind of the measure, the showdown vote is next week. The very latest from Associated Press, just to let you know what they're saying, they say the GOP plan remains in deep jeopardy because of divisions within the party. Are you feeling some of that there in the capital city, Pat?
Well, I think we do have an awful lot of people that think that they're approach to this is the best approach, but in the end result, you've got to get over 50 votes to get on the bill, and then you have an opportunity to amend it. And so I hope we can at least do that. And every time that we have a new, sit down together and really work together, I think it, you know, Ted Cruz has been a real help on the conservative side, and then I don't know whether we call it moderate or not, but, you know, a lot of moderates have, come along. At the meeting that I just left, there was much more of an attitude of working together because we know we have to have a bill. Not having a bill is not an option.
Well, let's move on to something else. Why don't we? I know,
sure.
Obviously, health bill has been kind of front and center lately, but agriculture also so important. And I know wheat harvest pretty much wrapping up here in Kansas. Heard it was good in some areas of the state, maybe not as good in others, but just some of the things you're hearing. I know you've had some different things going on that way, too.
Well, I just talked to the head of the Kansas wheat growers, who happens to be the head of the national wheat growers, and this is a very typical example, Kathy. He was right in the middle of harvest, and they worked all day long to get one field done. And it was spotty, but it was a lot better than they thought it was going to be. And then they looked at the weather forecast, it's going to be all clear, went to bed, hailstorm came, and hailed out the rest, the crop in the other field. Now, had they kept going all night, well, they would have harvested. But he just said, that's what Mother Nature does, and maybe next year. Some people have already been, we had that freeze, we had the prairie fire, estimates we would lose one-fourth of the Kansas wheat crop. We always kill it nine times before we harvest it, but that number is high. For what we went through with all the bad weather, I'd say that we got a better crop than I ever expected. I think the real answer is to export our product, and that means trade. And we just had a hearing today on trade in the Agriculture Committee, and every witness said that trade was first and foremost in their mind, along with crop insurance. By the way, Kathy, I met with the president for 45 minutes about 10 days ago, and he asked what I wanted. The circumstances were a little unusual as to why I got up there, but I was with the president by myself. And I said, the number one issue in farm country is to preserve crop insurance. And he gave me his promise they would not cut crop insurance. So that was a good thing. Then we talked about trade. And I'm very happy that no longer are they talking about simply cutting off NAFTA. We need to improve it. We need to modernize it. We need to renegotiate it. But I think there's a much better feeling between Mexico, Canada, and the United States on NAFTA. He knows that we must export to people that historically have been our customers. That's Japan. That's South Korea. I still think that the Pacific Rim countries would make an excellent place to start, and he can just name it a good bilateral agreement as opposed to TPP. And So I'm encouraged. Now, there are people talking about steel tariffs because of people dumping steel into this country. I know that's a problem. But every time you want to put a tariff on something, there's going to be a blowback. We don't want to get into a trade war. And guess who they pick on first? Agriculture. So we're going to have a meeting on that. Is that yet this afternoon? I think it's yet this afternoon or maybe tomorrow. But we have to have a solid and predictable and very, very good trade program, a very robust trade program, because we are in a rough patch, as everybody knows.
Well, I've taken probably enough of your time. Anything else you're wanting to add real quickly before we wrap things up today, Senator?
Well, I keep reading about what a good team that Bill Snyder is going to have, and it looks like we've got a couple of good players from the JUCO ranks to help the basketball team. So maybe things are looking up for the Cats. Hope so.
Well, again, thanks again for sharing a few moments of your time. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas.